Hello?
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not sending anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. May I speak with Daniel?
No, this.
Okay. And we are interviewing voters. Would you mind helping us out with this survey, sir?
Possibly. I mean, it's about Fresno County, so yeah, you can ask questions.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Let me see here. We're going to continue in English. And yes, here. Okay. First of all, sir, are you a registered? Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Me? Well, I mean, I just moved here 2 months ago, or not 2 months ago. I guess a year and a half ago, I should say, and. So I guess so, because I've been living here for a year and a half. I haven't done any paperwork for it other than my address stuff.
Okay, so you are.
Maybe. Probably. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's see here. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain you will vote? Will you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I usually do vote, so I would say probably a really high chance. Usually, like 80% of the time, I usually do.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. If in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary elections, what are the chances of you voting for our local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think that you will vote for local offices?
I guess being that I'm a state slash city employee, I better be voting in it.
Okay, so you're almost certain, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. And in what year were you born?
1991.
Okay, thank you, sir. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes
no.
or no? Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black?
White.
White? Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going to are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off to the wrong on the wrong tracks?
Well, I mean, being I've only lived in the city for less than 2 years, it looks like it's going in the right direction from an outside perspective, but at least I think it is.
Okay, thank you. Now, I am going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. All right, so I'm gonna go down the list, and then you tell me which one, okay? So we have homelessness, parental rights in education, housing affordability, public safety and crime, inflation and cost of living, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, water policy, jobs and wages.
I would say it's probably between inflation and then the roadways.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, I am going to read to you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each of towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Okay, thank you. First person we have here on the list is Joe Biden. So your options are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Okay.
I'd say somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Steve Brandow.
I don't know. I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. Thank you. Next person, Gary Bredfell.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I might not know who most of them are.
Okay.
They're locals.
Okay. next is Donald Trump.
Oh, super unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next one, Paul Dictos. Paul Dictos.
I've heard that name before. I don't even know who it is. He's a county supervisor. I have no opinion.
Okay.
I don't know, but I don't have an opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the last person is Gavin Newsom.
It goes back and forth between on the fence and somewhat favorable, I guess.
Okay.
It depends on what he's doing.
All right, thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dictors, CPA, and County Assessor Recorder, Stephen Brandow, County Supervisor, and businessman Bryce Herrera, and Gary Bredenfield, businessman and city council member, and Dion Dordes. For whom would you vote? Paul, CPA, and county assessor's recorder, Stephen Brandow, county supervisor, and businessman Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredfield, businessman and city council member, or Dion Barndays?
Not really sure at this moment.
Okay, so you're undecided for now.
Yeah.
Okay. If the election were held today and you had to decide it right now, to which candidate would you lean? So the candidates here are Paul Dictus, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Stephen Brandow, County Supervisor and a businessman, Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredfield, a businessman and city council member, or Dion Brownday. So I guess they're the same people, so you're still undecided, right?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. How would you rate the job? How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredfield as a Fresno City Council member? Would you say an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or poor?
Okay, fair.
Okay. Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as county supervisor? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Okay, fair again.
Okay. And thinking again about the March primary, I am going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Okay, first one here says, a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. So you'll be much more likely to vote for that person, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
I would say probably somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one, we have a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Probably wouldn't vote for that person.
Okay. Next, a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
No, for that person.
So much less likely, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
I would say somewhat likely, because that's usually a good thing.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next, a candidate who is a Democrat.
Usually I do vote Democrat, but it doesn't really matter. It's like it's whoever's the most qualified for the job at the city level.
Okay.
Or county level. You know, it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
I don't think it would affect my opinion on them.
Okay. All right. And then here we have the next one, a candidate who will bring more affordable high density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
I don't know. The president does need more affordable housing, but I don't really know if there is as much of a housing problem in terms of, well, it depends on the pricing it realistically, because affordable housing, there's a lot of it in southern Fresno. So I don't, mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter to me, but I guess it would just depend on what they consider affordable.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. And the last one, the last section here says, a candidate who is 80 years old.
Yeah, it's kind of how I feel about it with Biden, because he's pretty much that age.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not ideal. It depends on how long the term is. That's how I look at that.
Okay.
And how they seem to be when it comes to them, like, debating and talking about things, because usually you can kind of tell if they're all there or not.
Yes.
They might be really out of touch with what the actual current reality is of the government, too.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, I'm going to read to you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, or a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. All right, and let's see here. Yeah, first one says, Gary Bredfeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms.
I wouldn't vote for this person already just because of that.
Okay. So no chance, right? Yes.
No.
Next one. Paul Dictus currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictus will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high quality services to the public.
I would say it was like 10 is probably like somewhat likely.
Okay. And so you would say a fair chance or a good chance?
Yeah, I would say a fair chance.
A fair chance. Okay. Thank you. Steve Bradow currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Bradow has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Bradow is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life.
Yeah, I don't think I'd vote for this person. Usually okay. Whenever they use the word pornographic material, it's not what it... They misuse that name, that word. It's just getting rid of banned books. That's all it is.
Okay.
No.
All right, so no chance, right? Thank you.
No.
All right, after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictus, CPA and County Assessor, Recorder, Steve Bradow, County Supervisor, and businessman Bryce Herrera, Gary Brentfeld, businessman and City Council member, and Dion Bordes, County Supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, Gary Brentfeld, businessman and City Council member, or Diamond Brown. It's asking you the same thing. I mean, who would you want? You told me you're still undecided, right?
Yeah, I mean, the private one of you has the best chance to be whoever I said fair chance to. I don't remember who their name, what their name was already.
No. You haven't heard it here in this election?
Well, I mean, I have. I've seen the names, like, all over town on the boards and stuff, but I just haven't, like, really even looked at it. It's, like, one of those things you look at when you get the ballot in the mail, or I look at, like, I don't know, the day or two before voting, you know, and write it down, and that's it, and then go vote. That's usually it.
Okay.
I don't think about it too much in advance.
Okay. But we're almost done here, sir. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Technically, I'm registered as a Democrat, so I guess that. But usually fluctuates between that and independent.
Okay. Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Yeah, I would say probably not a very strong Democrat.
Okay.
And with some issues, but financial, I'm probably more Republican, but then when it comes to all normal issues, I'm Democrat.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal?
A liberal.
Okay. Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Is it, you know, high school?
I got my doctorate.
Oh, nice. Okay. Thank you for that. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Oh, okay. You rent. Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Have yourself a great evening. Okay, sir? Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Good night.
Bye.